KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:02, it's mostly sunny and 67 degrees at KJAN. Overall today, we are looking for partly to mostly sunny skies. East winds about 10 miles per hour, high near 87. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Authorities in two states are looking for a Missouri woman who they say is armed and dangerous that is wanted on drug charges after she was seen early Wednesday morning near the Clarinda's Casey store. At about 2 o'clock this morning, Clarinda police received a report that 23-year-old Lynn Elizabeth Chandler was standing outside an Oldsmobile Bravada at the Clarinda Casey store parking lot and was possibly armed with a handgun. When police encountered the Chandler, she ran and a foot pursuit ensued. Police believe she went into a wooded area just west of the Casey store, but they were unable to locate her after a search of the area was conducted. Area businesses were advised of the situation and went into lockdown. The search was suspended at about 4 o'clock this morning. Chandler is wanted in Ottaway County, Missouri, for failure to appear at a probation violation hearing for drug possession. She is a white female with brown hair, height 5'3", weighing about 125 pounds. She is considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information about her whereabouts, please contact the Nottoway County, Missouri Sheriff's Department. The Clarinda Police Department was assisted by the Montgomery County Sheriff Deputy K-9 Unit and deputies from the Page County Sheriff's Department and Nottoway County, Missouri Sheriff's Department. KJAN News Time is 8:03.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman says Tuesday that the first day to file nomination papers to be nominated by petition candidates seeking election to the county and township offices in the November general election is Monday, August 6th. The last day to file papers in the office of the Cass County Auditor is Wednesday, August 29th. Nomination papers may be circulated prior to the first day of filing as well as during the filing period. Nominating papers are available at the Cass County Auditor and from Iowa Secretary of State's website at sos.iowa.gov. A candidate's guide is also available on that website. The nonpartisan township positions to appear on the Cass County ballot for the 2012 general election are Benton and Edna townships, which each have one trustee position, one vacancy term through 2014 trustee position, and one vacancy term through 2014 clerk position, and the Union and Victoria townships, which each have one trustee position available. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold a regularly scheduled meeting this morning. On the agenda is a report from Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner regarding the assignment of county health tax certificates of purchase to the City of Cumberland. Also on the agenda is a secondary roads update from County Engineer. The meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors will be held this morning at 9 o'clock at the Cass County Courthouse. Officials with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce said Tuesday that T-shirts for the 2012 Coca-Cola Days in Atlantic are now available for purchase at the Chamber office. The shirts feature the theme, Mixing Up Happiness for 20 Years. Short-sleeve shirts will be $16 and long-sleeve shirts will be $22. Coca-Cola Days will be held September 21st through September 22nd of this year. Events will again include a tailgate barbecue dinner, show, swap, and sell, and a parade. There will be more details and information in the upcoming months. Please call the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce with any questions. Their phone number is 243-3017. The union representing the largest number of public employees in Iowa claims Governor Branstad broke the law when he signed an executive order allowing state workers to voluntarily pay up to 20% of the health insurance premiums. Danny Homan, president of AFSCME, Iowa Council 61, charges that the governor created an open enrollment policy and new health insurance plans do not exist in the union's collective bargaining agreement.
So he's attempting to circumvent that agreement by his scheme and political theater of saying do it on a voluntary basis.
Branstad announced on July 2nd that he would give up part of his own salary each month to cover 20% of the premium on the health insurance for him and his wife. A few other elected officials, all Republicans, agreed to do the same thing as Branstad asked state workers to voluntarily follow their lead. The union today filed a prohibited practice complaint against Branstad with the Iowa Public Employees Public Relations Board.
Here's a guy that's got a full-time chef paid for by the taxpayers of Iowa. And he's driven around in a car that's driven by state troopers. And yet he wants to steal money out of this union's members' pockets and other state employees that aren't represented by us.
Holman also noted that Branstad is paying $224 a month to cover 20% of his health insurance premium, but his salary is $180,000. Two men faced drug charges following their arrests over the weekend in Mills County. Sheriff's officials say 22-year-old James Dean Wilson of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday evening, and 22-year-old Eric Christopher Beal of Omaha was arrested early Sunday morning. Both men were charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Beal was being held in the Mills County Jail on $1,300 bond, while Wilson's bond was $2,300. Taking a look now at world and national headlines on KJAN. House Republicans plan another symbolic vote today to repeal President Barack Obama's health care law 2 weeks ago after it was upheld by the Supreme Court. GOP lawmakers are seizing in the court's judgment that the penalty for not getting insurance is a tax. The House has voted more than 30 times to scrap or undercut the law, but the moves went nowhere in the Senate. Firefighters and hazardous material crews are monitoring the fire in some freight cars after a derailment early today. An assistant fire chief says three of the burning cars were tankers carrying ethanol. The fire prompted the evacuation of an area of a mile wide in the Columbus, Ohio area. Authorities have decided to let the fire burn out instead of trying to extinguish it. And city officials in Belfast, Northern Ireland, have euthanized a pug-nosed dog named Lennox following a two-year legal fight by animal rights activists to save his life. Dog wardens had considered the Bitpole-type dog a public danger and seized him from the owners in April of 2010. His owner said Lennox was not a pit bull and never attacked anyone. A Save Lennox online petition spurred protests even in New York. KJAN News Time is 8:09.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, 95-year-old Betty Thomas of Coon Rapids died on Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Betty Thomas will be held this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. 68-year-old Dale Raymond Hurst of Redfield died on Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. A military service for Dale Hurst will be held this afternoon at 12:30 at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Redfield has the arrangements. 35-year-old Sherry Ann Sywak Becker of Des Moines died on Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Sherry Ann Sywak Becker are going to be held Thursday at 2 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. 95-year-old Lois Gregory of Jefferson has died. Funeral services for Lois Gregory will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Jefferson. Brown Funeral Home in Jefferson is in charge of the arrangements. 89-year-old Virgil J. Christensen of Menlo died on Tuesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. A visitation for Virgil Christensen will be held on Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, followed by a memorial service at 7 o'clock. 68-year-old Bill Hutchinson of Manila died on Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Bill Hutchinson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. 73-year-old Robert W. Leach of Council Bluffs died on April 4th at his home in Council Bluffs. A going-home service for Robert W. Leach will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ in Council Bluffs. Cutler O'Neill Meyer Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Gracine Elizabeth Rummel, the infant daughter of Jeremy and Tammy Rummel of Dexter, died on Friday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A memorial service for Gracine Elizabeth Rummel will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 85-year-old Vern Gilbert of Scottsdale, Arizona, and formerly from Atlantic, died on April 8th in Arizona. Memorial services for Vern Gilbert will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. And 67-year-old Marcella Mick Wilson of Greenfield died on Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A memorial gathering for Marcella Wilson will be held on Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a check of our news on KJAN. The news was brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN News.